Hello, my name is Amy Bolton and here is the roundup of the week's news. A 75-year-old Grimsby man was rescued from his bathroom after being trapped there for 27 hours. Carl Barnett of Rosemary Avenue, Grimsby, was saved by two workmen who heard him shouting for help. Mr. Barnett, who is a diabetic, became stuck in the bathroom after the door locked on him. Thieves have stolen valuable music and automotive memorabilia from a shed in Waltham. Ron Shaw had the collection, which was valued at £75,000 for over 35 years, which he had planned to sell to fund his retirement. Mr. Shaw is now appealing to members of the public to help reunite him with his possessions, which include guitars, jukeboxes and classic car spares. The much-troubled Healing Manor has finally been sold to a local man who plans to turn it into a country hotel. Mark Brennan aims to have the facility up and running by August with the creation of 20 jobs. Mr. Brennan previously ran the Art Bar and Sugar Sugar in Cleethorpes. An inquest into a 9-year-old boy's death has ruled he died as a result of an accident while playing Cowboys and Indians in his bedroom. Connor Keedick was found by his sister Sky hanging from his bunk bed by a dressing gown cord in June. The family plan to put a bench in People's Park in memory of their son. Tewkes, the award-winning mental health service, has been given the keys to Grimsby Floral Hall and Cafe in People's Park. The group aim to have the cafe in the park open by Easter, and the project overall will provide employment for about 50 people. Negotiations with North East Lincolnshire Council have been ongoing for 2 years after the Grimsby Institute handed back the lease. Businesses are being urged to work together to combat crime in the area after con man Christopher Roberts tried spending fake £10 notes. Roberts of Evelyn Grove admitted to Grimsby Crown Court 4 counts of passing counterfeit notes and pleaded guilty to stealing offences. He was given 10 months for the fake currency offences, a year for the thefts and 2 months for breaching a community order. That's all from me. Goodbye.